You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is rust? Well, as you can imagine, with science, there's a fancy term for rust, iron oxides. Iron, relating to the metal element iron, and oxide, relating to the presence of the element oxygen. When iron and oxygen combine, it produces rust. It's a chemical reaction with three ingredients, iron, water, and oxygen. It's a breakdown or corrosion of iron or a metal that has iron, such as steel. Rust occurs when water is present as a liquid or as moisture in the air. As I said, it's a chemical reaction that the iron has with oxygen, which is also called oxidation, and it produces a reddish coating on the iron. If the iron is exposed to air and water for a long time, the metal beneath the layer of rust can also rust and weaken or break down the metal over time. The presence of salt, such as in ocean water, can cause this breakdown to occur even faster. This breakdown, or corrosion process, occurs when the metal interacts with its environment and the water and oxygen in that environment. So think about where rust occurs, and you can imagine how dangerous it can be and the amount of planning and money that's needed to prevent rust or remove rust. Navy ships, which are made of steel, spend their lives in the ocean, seawater. So to prevent corrosion, the ships are constantly painted, scraped, and repainted. The Air Force has to paint and replace parts on its planes. Bridges are often made of metal and concrete. And if the rust isn't maintained, painted, bolts cleaned, metals coated to prevent rust, it can lead to bridge damage. Think about your own car. If rust damage to the panels, exhaust, or frame isn't repaired, it can get worse and decrease the value of your car as well as its efficiency. Now, here's an activity that you can try at home. Get a clear glass jar and place it on a sheet of white paper. You want to have that white paper as a background because it's going to make it easier to see this experiment. Next, put a piece of steel wool inside of the jar. And then pour a few inches of water into the jar. Add a splash of clear vinegar, and then a splash of bleach. And then start stirring it very rapidly with a fork or a spoon. And in a few minutes, the water is going to start to look kind of rusty. The vinegar is an acid that strips a coating off the steel wool and reacts with the steel. And the bleach is an oxidizer, that term we already mentioned, meaning that it has oxygen in it, which is reacting with the iron. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of rust. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.